The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, it's The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings. Canadian banks are being urged to make their platform safer for survivors of intimate partner violence. In recent weeks, several women have come forward to CBC News detailing how e-transfers are being used to deliver abusive messages. Katie Nicholson has the details.
When Emma Parsons broke up with her ex, he flooded her with unwanted messages.
Well, they were very abusive messages. They were mean.
Then the e-transfer started with those same messages attached.
Well, so the first one was $1.
It's a problem Australian banks decided to tackle head on.
I read one that was a series of 900 messages, one cent at a time, saying things like, I want to kill you.
Former banking executive Catherine Fitzpatrick spearheaded many of the changes the industry made, including in-app reporting of abuse. They even created an AI program which blocks abusive language and made it free to all banks worldwide. She shared their solutions with the International Banking Federation, which includes Canadian banks, 2 years ago.
So I would really encourage every bank in Canada to look at the way the Australian banks, some of the UK and the New Zealand banks are starting to move on this problem.
Katie Nicholson, CBC News, Toronto.
Now to Washington.
On this vote, the yeas are 79. The nays are 18. The motion is agreed to.
That's the U.S. Senate passing a $95 billion military aid package. About two-thirds of that funding will go to the Ukrainian war effort. The bill has been stalled for months in the Republican-led House of Representatives, but it finally made it through last night following stepped-up bipartisan negotiations. Here is Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
If you don't let the hard right pull you over, and they're not interested in getting anything done, they're just interested in negativity and destruction, you can get things done. And I hope our Republican colleagues have learned that lesson, not to listen to the hard right, but to try and work and get things done.
Prior to the passing of the bill, hundreds of Jewish anti-war protesters rallied outside Schumer's home in New York. They were demanding the U.S. government stop funding Israel's war in Gaza. The newly passed bill includes funding for the Israeli military. CBC News has obtained video footage of a recovery operation underway on the grounds of two hospitals in Gaza. Mass graves have been discovered containing hundreds of bodies. Abhi Kugadasan has more.
A forklift slowly rolls along in the courtyard of Nasser Hospital in Han Yunis as civil defense workers search for bodies. The Israeli military laid siege to Nasser Hospital back in January before storming it. The IDF withdrew a few weeks ago. It denies burying Palestinians in mass graves, acknowledging, though, some bodies had been exhumed in their search for hostages. But it says they were respectfully returned to their original place. Gaza civil defense workers say more than 300 bodies have been uncovered around the hospital. Sameh Hamed is helping to identify the remains. The Criminal Evidence Administrator says they are seeing clear signs of assault to the bodies, including missing limbs. The United Nations has now called for an independent and transparent probe with international investigators. Abhi Kuwadasan, CBC News, London.
The World Health Organization says global vaccination programs have saved more than 150 million lives, over the past 50 years. That's the equivalent of six lives every minute, every year. Here is WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus.
A child born today is 40% more likely to see their fifth birthday than a child born 50 years ago.
The details in a study published this week by the Lancet Medical Journal, it shows that the measles vaccination has had the most significant impact on reducing infant mortality. It accounts for 60% of the lives saved due to immunization. And that is The World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Joe Cummings.